We are learning Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph right after the Mishnah by the Gemara. Zok the Gemara starts with a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanon. Dar HaMabul Ein Lehem Chelik Olam Haba. Dar HaMabul does not have Chelik Olam Haba. Shenem HaVayimach Haskola Yekum HaShem Pnei Adama. So he types like this, VaYimach Haskola Yekum, all, anything standing was erased by Olam Hazeh, by Machum Min Haaretz Olam Haba. Machum Haaretz referring to Olam Haba. The Rabbi Kiva, holds that Dar HaMabul does not have Olam Haba. Rabbi Yudah Mesei Raimer, Loi Chayim V'loi Nedoinim. They don't get Olam Haba. They also don't stand up for reckoning. They don't stand up for din. Shenemar, Lo Yodin Ruchai Ba'adam Lo'aylam, Lo Yodin V'loi Ruach. They won't get Ruach, won't get Olam Haba. They don't get din either. Dava Achar, Lo Yodin Ruchish, Lo Yitin Shmosom Chayzeres, because the way you could down a person, you have to put the neshama together with the guf again. Like we learned this in Gemara before, you have to have neshama with the guf. So they're not going to get put back together in order to be done. And the reason is, like we spoke out in the Mishnah, is because the Dar HaMabul already got their oinish, therefore they don't have to get Gehenim again. Rav Nachim, Rav Yosef, Omer, Afilu b'shosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzir neshamas of Gehenim Yosef, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns the neshamas to the dead bodies, that's what happens. So he argues, he holds, it does happen to the Dar HaMabul, and they get an oinish. Shemazim koshlem begehenim. Shenemar taharu, says in the pasuk that the neshama will burn them inside. Taharu chashash teildu kashru chachem eishtei chachem, which means, like the Yadrima explains, the loshon of the Yadrima is chayin hein v'nedoinim ela shemidasam koshem eshar hasham shenashmasam serfasam. The neshama actually burns them. Zot the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. Dar HaMabul, loy nisga'u, ela b'shvil, toiva sheshbi'a lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only reason Dar HaMabul was so haughty is because they had so much toiva. Ma'ksiv b'hem, what does it say by them? It says, b'teyem sholoim b'pachad, their houses were at peace from any fear, v'loy shevet eleka alehem. And there was no shevet peronius, there was no peronius, no tzaris. V'chsiv, it says in the pasuk about them, Shoyre Ovad, Ov Iber, the pasuk that they got pregnant, the Shor got pregnant, the pasuk Shoyre Iber, V'lo Yagil, and it didn't, it conceived, and Tefali Parasa V'lo Yitashakel, and it gave birth without having a miscarriage. So everything was good. V'chsiv, it says about that dar, also, Yishalchu Katzoin Avilehem V'yaldeim Yirakedun. The children will go out without worrying about anything, about getting killed. V'chsiv, Yisru V'soyef V'chino V'yismuchu L'kal Ugov. They had music, they had dancing, they were happy. V'chsiv, Yivlu Yimeyem B'toyev V'shnei B'nei'imim. V'chsiv, it says that the days were wasted away B'toyev V'shnei Seyem B'nei'imim. Everything was sweet. This is the Dar HaMabul. They had everything they needed. Uchsiv, it says, even when they died, they just died in 1 second, no pain. And all this toiv, v'hi garma shamru lekel, they said to Hashem Yisbarach, they said, sur mimenu v'das derechecha loichafastu, we don't need anything for you. Ma shaka kinavdeinu, ma no'il kinifkabay, nifwelshin tefillah. What do we have to serve you for? What do we have to daven to you? We don't need you, we have everything. Omru, they said, all we need daven for is for gesham. We don't need gesham. Yes, on the harois, we have rivers and mayanois, we have springs. Shalom stavka, man, we have enough of everything. We don't need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but toiv shesvat lehem b'machisim oisi, in the toiv I gave you, with that you're saying that you don't need me? With that water itself, that you said this, that you don't need any water, I'm going to dan you with water. Shenemar, I'm going to bring Mabul Mayim al Aretz, and that's because they said this apikarsis with water. I don't need your water. Hashem brought the Mabul. Rabbi Yisrael, Imer Dara Mabul Nisgawa b'shvil Galgal Ayin Shadoim al Mayim. Dara Mabul was Nisgawa only because of the Galgal Ayin, which is Doim al Mayim. So Rashi explains, what does it mean b'shvil Galgal Ayin? Shiroyin Toivoson Shleima. They saw with the eyes that everything is perfect. But you gave them a neim, and they were haughty with the eyes, and menafim, and they did znus achay neim. They used the eyes the wrong way, and therefore Hashem punished them with mayim, which is similar to galgal neim. How is it similar? Rashi explains, just like the eye is a small thing, and from that eye you see all the mayonois come from a small area, a small spring, and that's what makes all the water, all the lakes, and all the rivers. Omar. Shashanema says in the pasuk, "Nifkol minus term Rabba, Varubu Shvayim Ftocha." Hashem opened the windows of the sky and let the rain out. All Rav Yechon Dara Mabul, but Rabba Kilkalu, they did averis with the Loshon Rabba. We'll see in a second of a Rabba Nadoinu. And therefore they got din, they got an oinish, the punishment with Rabba. But Rabba killed Kol Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'yar Hashem ki Rabba ra'as Adam. It was very big, the terrible deeds of the Adam were Rabba. U'bracha u'barabba nadainu. And they got nidun b'rabba. Also Shenemar, kol ma'inah is tohim Rabba. All the time Rabba opened up with the rain. The Lashon Rabba there also. It says in the Lashon Pasuk, Payem is a nifku kol ma'inah is tohim Rabba. Ruiz Shvayin of Tachu. All the rain came pouring down. Also with a Lashon Rabba. Amar Rav Yechanan. Shloisha nishtaru. Three of these mayanois, these big springs, these hot springs technically, they survived and they're left over from the Mabel. What are they? Balua the Gedar, Vechami Tveria, Ve'inur Avasi the Biram. And the Shaila is that they asked, the Mepharshim asked, that Chami Tveria is Eretz Yisrael. We know the Mabel did not go to Eretz Yisrael. So how in the world something left over from the Mabel? There was no Mabel there. So someone attended that the water dripped down from other places to Eretz Yisrael, that's how the Chamei Tveria was created. Others say that they always had springs, but they never needed it because before the Mabel, the world was perfect. They never needed a spring. Everyone felt perfect. They didn't need any back rubs. They didn't need any hot springs. They didn't need anything. But only after the Mabel, now you needed it. And these were always here, this Chamei Tveria. That's some of our Shwantayna. So the Gemara Vayta. It says in the Pasuk about the Dara Mabel, Hishchis kol basa as dark kalorits. Every single living creature was mashchis his derech on this world, which means he was mezana. On Rabbi Yechanan, that the Gemara teaches us that it was the Adam that created this problem. Lamin sheraviu behema chaya, which means the Adam was maravia the behema on the chaya, the chaya on the behema. The Adam forced them to mate with each other. Va'akol al Adam, and everything, and they all were maravia with the Adam. Va'adam al kol, on Rabbi Kana. The kulam chazu, they all did tshuva after the mabel. Chutz mitushlami. Tushlami is a type of a bird that is still oiches a dying tarbas ra'ah, like Rashi says, shemizdavikim nakarl. It mates with any type of animal, any type of bird, and does not stay to its own family. It says in the pasuk, v'ayim Hashem l'noyach, that enough of his dar ha'mavel, keitz kol basa ba'lefanai. The end of all living creatures came in front of me. Arvayich l'arei kama gadol koichos shachamas. We're going to see in the pasuk, If you see the pasuk inside, it says, "Vayemah Hashem l'Elonoyach keitz kol basa ba'lefanai ki mala aretz chamas mipneihem v'hinei mishchisim zaretz." So it seems like what sealed the deal was the geneva, was chamas. So kamagal koychos chamas. V'doyer mabel avro al kol. They did all different type of averus. So nocham aleim nevlenechtam aleim gadinam. And the gadina was not signed. Ad shepashtu yedeim begezel. Told they were begezel shnevi ki mala aretz chamas mipneihem v'hinei mishchisim zaretz. V'ksiv is not a pasuk. This pasuk is in Nach. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says like this: Hachomos kom lemate resha loy mehem v'loy mehamoinom v'loy mehemayim v'loy noyabem. And the Gemara darsh like this: Omer Avlozim alamich zokav atzmoi. The chomos itself kom lemate resha stood up like a maka, like a stick. V'amal from the Karas Baruch Hu v'amal from the Baruch Shalom loy mehem. That there's no toiva coming from them, from the people. Next thing, v'loy mehem means v'loy mehem. V'loy mehamoina means from their children. V'loy mehem, not from their money. V'loy noyabem, and they're not cleaving to your ways. Tanaber v'shmal, afal noyach nechtach zardin. Betzem a noyach also, there's a zardin of the mabel. El shematzachem b'nei Hashem. Shinam says in the pasuk, necham tiki asisim. That I have charata, I made them. V'noyach matzachem b'nei Hashem. It says right afterwards, v'noyach matzachem b'nei Hashem. So you see clearly that Noach only was saved because matzachem b'nei Hashem. Frank the Mashah, what did Noach do wrong? Noach was a tzaddik. So why did Noach have the gzardin also? So Mashah says two pshatim. His first pshat is that because, and that's what I'm going to say over, is that you go b'aster the roiv ha'olam. The world is nidum b'aster the roiv. Since the roiv ha'olam was doing chatam, therefore Noach b'etzem was included in that Gzeira, and he should have been killed, part of the Gzeira on the whole world. But Lamaisa Motzachem Beinei Hashem, and therefore he was saved. By Yinochem, I think there's an Arachayim Koshav says, if you find Chayne Hashem, that's Gevaldik. But you have to know what the Chayne is. He doesn't speak out what the Chayne is. You have to know what it is. Some say it's Torah. By Yinochem Hashem, ki osa sa odom va'aretz. It says, Hashem, he changed his mind that, well, see what it means in a second. I'm saying one of the Taitches. By Yinochem Hashem had Nichum. Because he made us Adam Ba'ar. It's two pshatim in the Gemara. Also, Avdim Amakarish Baruch Hu. Yopa Sisi. Vayinochem means, I'm happy I did it this way. Shetikantlam Kivaris Ba'aretz. I'm happy that I'm killing them. They don't deserve it. Now, how do you know Vayinochem means that I'm happy? My mashma, Ksiv ha'ocha Vayinochem Hashem. But Ksiv ha'osam, it says that by Yosef, when he was trying to placate his brothers, it says, Vayinochem ha'osam v'idaber alibam. So you see a means of being happy, being content. So Vayinochem Hashem is content that he made Odom ba'aretz, which means he made them kvaros, he could bury them, he could kill them, because they're taka not doing well. Means I feel bad that I killed them and brought them out. I see Yenochem is lost from changing his mind. And Rashi says the Efshar Yechayzrim, maybe they wouldn't done tshuva. Therefore, Akharis Baruch Hu Kav Yochel feels bad that he brought them out. It says in the pasuk in Noach, Eile told us Noach is tzaddik tamim hoya b'doy roisav. He was a tzaddik tamim in his generation. And with famous Rashi, Yesh Dorish from Lagnai, Yesh Dorish from Shvach, it's right here in the Gemara. Om Rav Yechonim, but the Roysov, Vlog Doris Acherim, Yechon says in his door, he was a big tzaddik. But all the Doris, he would not have stood out as the biggest tzaddik. Rav Shlokosh Amar, but the Roysov and Koshkim Doris Acherim. Even in his door, where he had to fight against the tide of the tzaddik, Koshkim Doris Acherim. Om Rav Chanina, Moshe Rav Yechonim, Lama Adava Doima, Lechovah Shal Yayin, Shoysu Menachas, Vemartev Shal Chaymetz. You put a barrel of wine in a cellar full of vinegar, B'mekoyma Reichen Oidev. Shloim B'mekoyma Reichen Oidev. Where it is, in between all the vinegar, it shines, it smells gevaldik. When it goes with all barrels of wine, it doesn't stand out at all. That's Noach. Om Rav Yishu, Moshe Rav Shlokish, who says that they did stand out, is Lama Adava Doima, the Tztuchas Aplaitin, which is a little jug, little can of perfume. Shoyis Menachas Makom Atanoifes, it's in a dirty place, but Mekoyim Reichanoidev, it smells a little bit, but the Kolshke Makom Abayisim, if you put it into a perfume store, it'll smell much better. And all the other smells enhance the smell, nothing's fighting it. So then, the Nimshal is that Mayach would have been even bigger together with other Tzadikim. I think everyone agrees that Avram was bigger. It's not the Shaila. The Shaila is the race of a Shvach or a Gnai? He's saying, but the race of, but not in other Dairis. Or he's saying, no, the other Dairis would have been bigger. It would have been bigger. The Pasuk says, Vayimach as kol ha'kum ha'shav b'nei Adama. Hashem destroyed all the standing things of b'nei Adama, including all the animals. So Gemara asks, what did the behemoths do wrong? I can ask me, we just said before, that the behemoths did do things wrong. Look before. They mate with other animals. Terence is there. The Adam caused that. But the behemoth itself did not cause it. Shaz, what did behemoth do wrong? A person who makes this, he's planning a chasana. And v'hiskim komin yasuda, he made all different type of meat, foods. L'yamin, before the chasana, unfortunately, meis b'noi. So I'm going to appease his chabasa. He threw out all the food. I'm going to appease his chabasa. I made this all for my son. Achshav shemeis, chup alam, we don't need a chup before. Apikar is baruch, I'm a klum barasi, behema v'chaya, el v'shul adam. I created everything in this world for Adam. Achshav shem adam chayit, behema v'chaya lomli. Now that Adam did a chet, what do I need? The behema and chayas. That's why Hashem destroyed all the chayas. It says in the pasuk, kol ha'shav ha'charav ha'meisu, and we darshan all the things on dry land died, v'loy dogum shem, and not the fish. And even though the water was hot, but they somehow survived because only the top layer of the water was hot, but under it wasn't hot. Therefore, they survived. And this is one of the reasons why we eat fish on Shabbos. Shabbos is no Gehenim. And Shabbos, we eat things that didn't go through the Mabul, like dogum, like fish. Dorosh Rav Yoimsi, the main Kisri. Ma'ay d'chsiv, what's proud in the pasuk that says, Kal hu apnei mayim, tekulu chalkosim ba'aretz, l'yifne derech kramim. So Pshara is like this. Melam and shoy noyach etzari mechiyach b'hem. Noyach was giving them muster. Omal Vaimulam also tshuva, told our mouth, do tshuva. Vlav, because Baruch Hu made Vilayim as a Mabel, and what's going to happen by the Mabel? Makvan of Vilayim al Mayim, Kazikim. Your Nevelois, your corpse, will float on the water like a pouch. Shinema Kalu apne Mayim. It'll be light on the water. Vilay Oidish, Loichem Hem Klala. Everyone will give you a Klala, the Chobay Oilam. Shinema Tekula Chakas Amaritz. They'll use your example as a Klala, like we have in the Mishnah of Mitzvah, that if someone gets a Mishnah Parah, you say, Misha Parah Ma'anchi Dar HaMabel. That's the example of someone who gets a Klala. And the end of the passage says, Lo Yifne Derech Kramim, Elamed, Shoy Mefanim Derech Kramim. The story was that when Noach went to give them Muzer, they were in the middle of cleaning out some vineyards. Omar Loy, this is the writer of Mashal learns, Omar Loy, Mima Akiv. So the people said, okay, he wants to bring a marble? Bring the marble. I don't see any marble. Omar Lahem, so Noach said, pray the Achaz Yeshu, Lohitzim Akem. I still have Musu Shelach, it's alive, that's why there's no marble right away. So the answer back, the Dara Mavla answer back, the people, there was no other tshuva, said, they said, okay, on top of my base, we're not gonna clean up the karam, so to say. We're not gonna clean up the karam, we're not gonna do tshuva, because I'm not scared, it's not here yet, I'm not so worried about it. And that's what they answered, and they did not do tshuva, and they all got killed in the Mabu besides Vinoyah.